Welcome to Minding Your Manners with your host, Rick Popejoy. Today on Minding Your Manners, I want to impress upon you that choosing to be good and choosing to do good comes at a cost. It comes at a price. That there are a lot of individuals out there that will not like you being good. Now, don't ask me to fully explain the mentality behind that, but darkness does not like the light. The light exposes them, and so when you seek to be the light of the world, then they will dislike you. It says to them that they are doing something wrong and they should feel bad about it, and they do not like to feel bad when they do bad. A lot of people like to feel good when they do bad. And so there's going to be some persecution, some ridicule along the way. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, "For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also has suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." My friends, I want to give you some rock-solid principles that will help you to conquer negative peer pressure that you're going to experience when you begin to mind your manners. I'm going to give you half of them in this part, and then next week I'll give you the rest. But first and foremost, you must love not the world. You must love God first. Now, what I mean by that is that you have to have your affections right. You've got to get that right first. Now, in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, the Bible says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." So, my friends, it is imperative that we get our affections right. I like what the psalmist said in Psalm 119 and verse number 97. "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Now, once we get our affections right, number two, it is important that we have our priorities right. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, the Bible there instructs the child of God, "If ye then being risen with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ seateth at the right hand of God." Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. You see how affections and priorities go hand in hand with one another? And in fact, number 3, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 21, defines for us that we ought to be seeking to be like Jesus. See, that's our priority. That's our goal. So our affections, our priorities, and our aims all go together. There he says, "For here, even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps." My friends, number 4, you must be involved in the work of the Lord. Of course, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 58 would tell us, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." And number 5, finally today, and that is that we should study the Word of God. We should study the Scriptures. In 2 Peter 3:18, the Bible tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:15, we're to study to show ourselves approved unto God as a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, these were more noble-minded, that is, the Bereans were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, because they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Acts 17 and verse number 11. My friends, when you seek to mind your manners, there will be a lot of people that will not like that, and they will mock and ridicule you, and you need to know how to handle that. And we've given you half of the great principles that you're going to need to stand firm in minding your manners.